In Parshas Ekev, Moshe Rabbeinu recounts the episodes of both the first Luchos and the second Luchos. Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzel points out something incredible. If we examine the Psukim, we find that when Moshe Rabbeinu talks about the first Luchos, he says he held them with both of his hands. He says, "Ishnei Luchos Abris al Shtei Yadai." The two Luchos was situated in my two hands. And he says, "Vayishlichem me'al Shtei Yadai." I threw them down from both of my hands. Moshe emphasizes that he held the first Luchos in both of his hands. However, when describing the second Luchos, he says, "Ishnei haluchos beyadi." He says, "I held them both in one hand." So why the difference? Why was the first Luchos in both of his hands and the second Luchos in one hand? So I'd like to share with you a fascinating idea from the Beis HaLevi. Towards the end of Parshas Kisisa, the Pasuk says, Kikaren Arpanov. When Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the second Luchos, Moshe's face glowed. His face radiated. The Torah only states that by the second Luchos. It doesn't say it when he received the first Luchos that his face radiated. So what happened now by the second Luchos that his face shone that didn't happen previously by the first Luchos? Says the Beis HaLevi, we have a tradition that the first Luchos contained not only the Torah Shebekzav, the written Torah, but even the Torah Shebaalpeh, the oral tradition. However, by the second Luchos, since Klal Yisrael was now going into Galus, there was a requirement to keep sort of a security mechanism so that the Torah should not become the possession of the entire world, but rather the intimate connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Therefore, the Ribbono Shel Olam made the majority of the Torah Baalpeh, and it should be transmitted Rebbe to Talmud for one generation to the next. That is why the Torah Shebaalpeh was not written down by the second Luchos. Says the Beis HaLevi brilliantly. If a majority of the Torah is written down like by the first Luchos, then Klal Yisrael is like the ark which merely contains the Torah. We are two separate entities. The Torah is one entity, and the Jewish people who have possession of the Torah, a second entity. If, however, the majority of the Torah is Baal Peh and not written down like by the second Luchos, so where is the Torah Shebaal Peh contained? In the hearts and minds of the Yidden learning the Torah. So now, Klal Yisrael and the Torah are one entity. We have the words and the letters of the Torah, and Klal Yisrael is like the parchment where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote down his Torah, inside the bodies of those who learn and keep the Torah. It's all one entity. So now we understand why Moshe Rabbeinu's face glowed specifically by the second Luchos. Because the second Luchos didn't contain the Torah Shebaal Peh. Where was it written? Inside the mind of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, the quintessential teacher of Klal Yisrael, who achieved the highest level of Yedis HaTorah, had all of the Torah Shebaal Peh resting inside of him. He was therefore the klaf, the parchment, where the Torah was contained. And that is why his face was radiating. What a beautiful idea from the Beis HaLevi. So now perhaps you understand why by the first Luchos, Moshe needed both of his hands. To symbolize the fact that the first Luchos contained both the Torah Shebekzav and the Torah Shebaal Peh. However, since the second Luchos only contained the Torah Shebekzav, and the Torah Shebaal Peh was resting inside Moshe's heart and mind, he only needed one hand to carry it. And now, we know. Have a wonderful Shabbos.